Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
What's up, peoples?
Hey, hey.
We are back.
We are
in
back.
The building.
In the building.
We are happy and we are glad that we are here today. Thank God. There's been so much going on. And we are so glad after this election that it is over. In the name of Jesus. But I'm your boy, Pastor Jay.
And I'm your girl, Lady Free.
And we are back here, man, live and living color, man.
For another dope episode of Shift Real Talk.
Yes. Our topic today is near and dear to my heart. You know, we are talking about being able to have that hard conversation, man.
Right.
You know, it's good to talk, but sometimes that conversation that's hard for us to have, we don't have it. We avoid it. You know what I'm saying? We don't, for whatever these reasons are, we're going to kind of delve into that today, but I'm gonna yield the floor to you for a hot second. Or you're gonna
okay?
You know, so you
well, listen. If this is your first time joining us here on Shift Real Talk, if this is your second, third, fourth, or fifth time, just hit that little like button, the little thumbs up, or give us some love because we need that love from you. We need to feel all of your love, and we want you to go ahead and at some point go to YouTube and subscribe to our YouTube channel. You can find that at Shift Real Talk TV, as well as on other platforms, social media platforms. You can carry us in your car. We're on Spotify. We on Google Music. We on Apple Music. We're everywhere you are. So
yes.
Go ahead and subscribe. We have a couple of people that have already joined us. We have Tim Johns. Hi, Tim. And we have Mind Provoking and Darren Phillips on the line. Y'all, listen, if you out there and you on here with us at Shift Real Talk, go ahead and put your name in the chat and say, I shifted, and we're going to go ahead and get started with today's hot topic.
Yes. Having that hard conversation.
How do you have
How
the
do
hard
you have it? How do you
conversation?
Have it?
This is a confrontation type situation.
Yeah, man. You know, see, here's the thing. We got to realize this, and, you know, we talk about this all the time. Communication is so important. Communication is the bridge between two people's hearts.
Ooh, I like
it's
that.
It's the bridge. It's the bridge that brings the hearts together.
Come here.
It is, yeah. Come here, let's get across and let's connect with one another.
Yeah.
How do you connect with an individual? Through communication.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, see, let's understand this. One thing I've been learning is that our mind develops even in the womb. Our mind is developing.
Yeah.
And according to psychologists, our mind develops 75% of an adult mind when we are at the age of two.
Of the size of an adult mind?
No, the capacity. So
the capacity.
Yeah, not the size.
By
you know,
the time we're two.
We know
years
the heads
old?
Are big, you know. But no, like, but the capacity of somebody. My cousin is on. What's up, Eric?
Hi, Eric.
So the mind is developing. The mind develops. But one thing that even with the mind developed, God looks at the heart.
Mm-hmm.
It's what's in our heart.
Yeah.
And what's in our heart is what is connected to us. So a lot
it
of times.
Who I am.
Yeah, it's who I am.
Yes.
So a lot of times we don't want to share our heart because of whatever the reasons are. There's some certain things that happen, you know, even in our mind develop. Because also what develops minds are experience.
Experience
develops
right.
mind. And experience actually shatters some thoughts that we carry. And because these are feelings that we carry, it helps us to believe a certain way. So we don't want to share these things that we believe in because maybe we were in a bad relationship.
Right.
Maybe we've seen certain things happen when we were younger.
Yeah.
And we don't want to share these things because of whatever we may not like it. So because we don't like it and we're trying to impress and connect bridges. So you can't connect bridges out of dysfunction.
Okay. So if communication is the bridge that brings two hearts together, Okay, so do you think that's why people have such a hard time, like, having those hard conversations? Because sometimes people think they know how to communicate well, and they really don't. What? People say communication is the key. Communication is the key. But sometimes when people think they communicate well, they are not coming across as well as they think.
Yeah, and this is what, this is why it's hard to, because we don't delve into that. This is why it's hard to have these hard, I don't think that is not that people don't know how to communicate. I think people communicate with perceptions.
What you mean?
Meaning that if I think you understand what I'm talking about, I talk to you out of, okay, you got to understand it. So you, so my perspective and my perception of my conversation comes with a perspective. Like, you got to understand what I'm talking about. And sometimes we talk with you not believing or feeling that you understand what I'm talking about.
I feel like sometimes we talk with us having our own understanding and thinking just because we know what we talking about, you already know what you, yes, we talking about. And it's like, dude, I really don't know what you talking about.
Yeah.
Say it in a way, not like you think I know it already, but say it in a way that'll help me understand you. Let me give a couple of shout outs. We have Robin. Hey, Robin. We have Tasha on the line. Hey, girl.
My sister. Don't you come trolling me about them Falcons, girl.
Alwis. Aunt Liza. Hey, Aunt Liza.
Hey, Aunt Liza. We love
y'all,
you
we
much.
Talking about confrontation and how to have the hard conversations.
Yes.
So basically, it's like when you think you know, when you already have an idea or a storyline playing in your head and you go to somebody with that particular information, you can't get mad because they don't already know it like how,
yes,
you know it.
Yes. See, here's the thing too. Like, so what I was saying is sometimes it's not that communication is hard. Hey, Dr. Sheena, how you doing?
Hey,
Aisha,
Sheena.
My cousin. That's my cousin, Aisha.
Yeah.
Hey, how y'all doing, y'all?
Hey, hey.
Thank y'all. Quetta,
hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
So it's not that, again, like I said, it's not that I believe people don't know how to have conversation. Sometimes because of our past. Now, sometimes we'll talk out of protection because of what we feel we've been through before. When we come with the level of conversation is out of, okay, I know when I used to talk to this person back then, they didn't listen to me. So that's the last thought in your head. So you're communicating out of some experiences. You're communicating,
yeah,
out of some hurt. So let's understand this. What is a hard conversation? Let's deal with that first.
Okay.
You know what a hard conversation is? A hard conversation is talking or is giving up yourself to utilize yourself inside the conversation.
Okay, you lost me because you went too big for me.
Yeah, so in other words, you have to give up yourself. You have to give up your past experiences.
Uh-huh.
You have to give up your level of thinking to really now get rid of everything that filters or hinders you to really have a dialect of hearing, of listening.
Okay.
A dialect of listening.
I'm still lost, babe. Come on. Take me down straight street.
I'm trying to break it down for you, baby.
Because you're getting real. You're trying to be
It's
deep.
Like the people think you're following a script in their heads. Exactly, Sheena.
Okay.
So what it is like you're giving up what you think. You're giving up how you feel.
Uh-huh.
There you go.
Thank you.
You're giving up how you feel.
Small words.
You're giving up how you think.
Right.
You're giving up.
You're being vulnerable.
You're giving up what hurt you. You're throwing that away to now have a conversation where we are, even though sometimes I may not agree with what you're saying, I'm still listening. I'm not talking to control the narrative, but I'm giving up that pain and that past.
What is a hard conversation?
That is the hard conversation is being able to, because that's what makes the conversation hard.
Okay.
That's what makes the conversation hard. What makes the conversation hard is when I come in with these narratives and now I control the conversation.
Uh-huh.
So I don't talk to listen to you. I talk to control what's being said so that I can get out. I can get my feelings attended to. I can get.
Okay. I would say also from a woman's. Well, I'm not going to speak for all women. From a woman's standpoint,
mm-hmm,
having a hard conversation sometimes is just actually having a conversation that needs to be had with you about something that we're going through and that there's a disconnect somewhere in what we're going through, and therefore with that disconnect, me and you are not unified. Like, we have a lot of friction going on.
So listen at that. Now, you said, well, we need to have a conversation. Already what I've done now is I've put in my past experience, because when I've talked before, that we need to talk was always like, you already knew something negative was going to come out of that. So you didn't run. So what you did was, now you stonewall. You know what stonewalling is? Stonewall is the silent treatment. It's the silent treatment. I don't want to talk because I don't want to now be investigated. I don't want to talk because you came we need to talk. And you came with that, and it automatically put up a wall, a defense mechanism, because of your approach. And that, you know what I'm saying? So even your approach has to be very, 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 very.
Or could it be the person that you're communicating with that already have a preconceived idea of it's going to be negative? So even though it's something that's a conversation that needs to be had with you and the person that you're with, that person that you're talking to may already have a wall up, and not because necessarily of the words "we need to talk." Maybe it's just the simple fact that that person don't like to deal with reality or the truth about stuff.
I like that.
Aisha 315 says,
ego and pride have to be put to the side for any hard conversation to be received.
Right.
As long as the person on the receiving end is clear that the person delivering is coming from a place of genuine.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. Shishi, you know what? The thing that I like the most is received. That's what we have to understand about conversations. When you having a conversation with somebody, especially a hard one, the only thing you really should be going to is not so that you could just spout out what you have to say, but so that you will be received.
Yeah. So that right there, just like Robin said, she said, yes, we need to talk. Shouldn't be a trigger to put your partner on the fence.
It shouldn't be.
But again, this is, you got to remember, when you conversate, I heard Pastor Jason say this a couple of weeks ago. You want results, not resistance.
Right.
So the thing is, those are little trigger points for people who probably have been in experiences where, I'm going to talk for me because I know, we need to talk. And that's not, you know, it's like, wait a minute, hold on. We need to talk. It's a defense mechanism that, especially men, who understand.
I think that that's something that has been taught so long that we've fallen for that.
Okay, so let me ask y'all a question, and I want y'all to answer this out there in TV land. Okay. I want y'all to answer this question. Is there a right time to talk?
You said them answer.
I'm going to say. Yeah, I want y'all to answer that question.
I'm going to say, I believe there is a right time to talk.
Is there a perspective? Because there's a perspective where, you know, some people don't talk to me right now. I don't want to feel. Is there a such thing as there's the talking at the right time?
You heard my answer.
I want y'all to answer that. Robin says, yes, delivery and reception are often what makes the conversation hard. Exactly.
See, and while we waiting for that answer, if you think that there is a certain time or a right and a wrong time to talk, then in the chat, put, if you think it's a right time, put it's a right time in the chat. The thing is, since we was talking about us, it's not just we need to talk that it doesn't always come across as we need to talk, because I don't ever remember saying we need to talk. That's not my thing. But if I say, bae, I think we need to, it's some things that we need to kind of get straight. Or, bae, come here, let me holler at you real quick.
But, because here's the thing. If we already talked, then why do you need to announce? Because that's what I'm saying. You don't understand the connotation or what it portrays. If you already talked, then why not just come in and talk? Like, you know, hey, you know what I was thinking today, that blase, such and such and such. No, we need to talk.
No, that's good.
Because why not just talk and have the conversation? Because now when you say we need to talk, that already saying, okay, that what that already said to me, when somebody come to tell me that, there's something that you need to get off your chest. Because you're saying we need to talk, then that means I need to have an understanding of what has been bothering you, or maybe what you've been holding on to.
Wouldn't somebody who loves the person, I'm going to say, let's go with us. Wouldn't somebody who loves me say, you know what, if she does have something that she needs to get off her chest, then what? Who am I not to sit there and allow her? Because we are the ones that are supposed to be able to be each other. Why can't you just say, okay, you know what, babe? I see that there's something you got going or that's on your mind. Even if you feel like it may be something about you, then sit down and talk. Because usually you say, if we already talk, why can't you just say it instead of announce it? Then usually you have to understand that the time of announcing it must mean that there's a disconnect somewhere and we haven't been talking.
So mom, we're going to come back. Let me read this because it's on. My cousin said, it's also helpful when in a relationship to ask how best they receive info that may be challenging to hear. So here's the thing. Okay, I got you, cousin. But here's the thing. A lot of people are saying there's a right time. There's a right time. Uh-huh. There's a right time. I'm going to say this because mind provoking. I totally agree. She said, right. We talk about everything without a designated time. So why when it's vulnerable or serious, that why does that have a time? And my thing is this. Conversation, anybody would trust me, we talk out of an average of an 8-hour day. I guarantee you, we talk so much. And sometimes the conversation can be random. So my thing is, I don't believe that there is a right time to talk. I just believe that it's how you talk that makes it a time. That now we put a time on, oh, you coming with that. I don't feel like that right now. Because at the end of the day, if we can have a conversation, I believe we can have a conversation at any time, even if it's not something, because I believe delivery has everything to do with how a conversation is received, no matter what time it is, no matter if you are busy, no matter, it is all the perception. Because here's the thing, and I'm going even in the mind development, because if your mind is stimulated naturally, what it does is it naturally tells itself like, oh, this is something that's going to really help educate me, or this is something that's going to help build me. This is what your mind is saying. So if you come in with a conversation now, because there's strategic ways that you can talk and stimulate at the same time and make somebody feel good at the same time that they did something to hurt you, but you still made them feel good about it. That's the strategic way to do that. You know what I'm saying?
Right. But in a real world, in the world that we live in, I beg to differ that it's not necessarily the right time.
I'm sorry.
You are very rude.
I'm not sorry. I went for the conversation and it made me because it was so true.
But you weren't supposed to be reading while I was talking.
Okay, you're got you. I'm sorry. See? I got you. I'm sorry.
You see? See, what I'm saying is.
Good.
No, I'm not.
Okay, well, she's in her feelings right now.
Well, no, it's not necessarily my feelings. I'm going to respect you enough to get what you got to get out so you can hear what I got to say. That's all, baby.
Okay.
We need to talk.
Silence, everyone.
So basically what I'm saying, babe, is this. There have been times when we have had conversations and I didn't come to you or vice versa. You didn't come to me in a way where it's disrespectful. You listening?
Yeah.
In a way where it's hurtful, it's what's coming from a bad place. Because we rarely come at each other from a bad place anymore. We may come from a place where there may be something that frustrated us or hurt us, and we want to talk to the other person about it because it's, babe, this is really bothering me, or this is how you made me feel, right? But sometimes, regardless of how you come, if there's already friction in that relationship where you haven't been talking the way you should have been talking because there's a disconnect, then no matter how you come, that person is going to already have some kind of defense up. And when I say that person, I mean you and me.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day, I feel like that this is what I do, rather. And this is how I've learned to deal with you when you're going through your moments where, well, we don't have them that much now, but we had them. So I made it through that season. I used to have to say, God, show me the right time. Not even with you, though. It was even with my sisters. Because it's four of us. And, you know, girls growing up, we gonna have our disagreements. I would have to say, God, help me to know when. Show me the right time. Because sometimes God will want you to hold that. Now is not the time. And I had to start relying on God. And it was like, I don't know how I knew, but it just so happened, bam, Here we go. That's my opening, because something you may have said or something that was going on at the time, or we was in a group of people and somebody brought something up like that. And God always gave me the perfect timing to get through. And those are the times where I got through to your heart. Because other than that, we've had times where maybe you wasn't trying to hear nothing, vice versa. And we didn't get through it. No matter how nice we said it, it just didn't get through. It wasn't the right time.
Got you. So let me read it. We got a couple of good comments. And I want to address what you're saying.
Okay.
Robin Holmes said, time when you are alone and clear-headed. Okay, got you. Okay. I got you.
Speak, Eliza, people. Said,
but if you have not done anything, that should not trigger you.
Who is this?
Aunt Liza.
Aunt Liza said, okay.
Iowa said, if real love has no boundaries, there's always a way to touch and agree. Exactly.
Can I come back to Aunt Liza?
Yes.
Aunt Liza, I mean, I agree with you to a certain extent. But you said if you haven't done anything, then it shouldn't trigger you. Not necessarily that if you haven't done anything now. It could be something that you've experienced in the past that reminds you of the now.
Because if we're not able to have hard conversations, it doesn't necessarily have to be the fact that you haven't done nothing. It's the fact that we are talking over issues that we didn't even address.
That we haven't addressed. That he thought or she thought was addressed, and we just tapped on it because you didn't feel like talking about it no more. So we didn't actually come to a resolve.
Yes. So hit out Mind Provoking said, if I can talk about other people and how they made me feel on my lunch break, we can have a personal conversation. Exactly. Personal conversation about our relationship or conflict at the same time. That's fair. Yes, that's what I say.
That is fair. In a life, that's totally fair. But we was talking about reality.
No, that I believe that's a real. Well, I'm going to go in a minute. Hold on. Okay. Let me just read a couple of these. I'm going to go. This will make me laugh. Al said, black folks scream at each other and want a peaceful conclusion.
That is true.
Tanisha, what's up, girl?
Hey, Tanisha.
I believe people have preconceived notions or connotation behind we need to talk. That's a false narrative. That's a false narrative, and it's negative while deflecting from simple conversation needed to be had. Yes.
I mean, I understand where y'all are at. As far as like, it shouldn't have to be we need to talk. It should just be a conversation. But sometimes, especially when you're going through a lot of things.
Let me finish.
I didn't know you were.
Because there are two more, and I wanted to address something.
Okay.
The phrase itself shouldn't be related to something serious or bad. If we say it to a homie, it becomes something we become curious about. It shouldn't be a different connotation with our partners. True.
That's true, Robin.
When you really love and appreciate a person, your heart will tell if your heart isn't angry. So check this out. So here's the thing, and I wanted to address what you were saying. The thing is this: a lot of times when we have conversations, and this is a true reality, what we're doing is instead of addressing the issue, we address our feelings.
Okay, I agree with that.
We address our feelings. Our feelings is something that we came up in the narrative of the situation. Mm-hmm. We came up with our own conclusion. We came up with your response
and our own conclusion.
Right. Now we're not dealing with the issue. We're dealing with how we felt. So the argument comes up with our feelings and we're not even dealing with the issue.
Right. I can't even disagree.
We're not dealing with the issue.
But isn't that how it is? Like if something hurt you, then there are feelings that are attached to the conversation.
Yeah, but that's the point though. Now it's hard. So now we don't, because now I don't want to talk to you because you've already done made a judgment because your conversation with me is now getting your inadequacies met or your thoughts met.
Right.
And we're not dealing with the issue.
Right.
Let's go. Yeah. So let's give an example here. So let's say, and I want y'all to look at the example here.
Okay.
So here's the example. Just say and I just came up with this. So we're in the bed and we're watching TV, right? Mm-hmm. And you reach all the way over the bed and you grab the remote and you don't say excuse me, right?
Okay.
I get mad and the first thing I say is, why? Because now you didn't push me. You didn't say, I'm feeling, here's my feelings. I'm feeling You disrespected me by just knocking me over, and you did not say excuse me.
But did I knock you over, though?
Yes, you did. Because you, the remote is here, and you reach I'm over joking. Me.
Go ahead.
You had to reach all the way over me to get the remote. Now, my feelings tell me you done disrespected me.
I disrespected you, okay.
So here I am in my feelings, and now I want to address how I'm feeling instead of just really talking to you because you probably reached over me and wanted to touch me.
Okay.
And wanted to feel me while you went across the bed. But because I'm in my feelings, I'm addressing how I feel about what you did.
Right.
Instead of really talking to you, say, hey, do you know, you know what I'm saying? You know, because there's a way to communicate and not deal with the issue.
Right.
But, you know, well, and then and notice, too, most issues are not as big as the feelings that we place in the issue.
Wow. Come here.
They're not as big because our feelings are bigger than the issue. Because right. You see how small that was?
It was
something you did as far as reaching over to me, but now I made it big because I feel like you disrespected me.
So the disrespect is
so
the
now
problem.
I'm dealing with more about the disrespect.
Right.
You know, I don't know. My mama done told. What plays in our head is your mother, what your mama said when you was young, don't let nobody disrespect you. Don't know nobody talk bad about you. And you know what I'm saying?
But you probably was already in a bad mood anyway.
No, you ain't gotta be in a bad mood to be replayed these actions and these developments in your head. It don't take nothing to trigger it. Because all in my head, now here's the narrative is in my head. So my communication with you is not the fact that you reached over me and you probably wanted to do that. But right. The problem now that, and I'm making it a problem, is you disrespecting me. You're not even hearing my feelings. And I don't appreciate that. And you're like,
right.
What are you talking about? Now you don't know what I'm talking about. Like, you just didn't know you just reached
Which
over here.
Which goes back to a lot of times the reason why conversations are hard is because of the person you're communicating with.
Yes. True.
See, and another reason why I believe conversations are hard, too, is because, like you said, we already anticipating the response. So because now I got my something that's on my heart, and in order for me to tell this person what's going on with me, I have to be vulnerable. I have to kind of like be a little transparent with this person.
Yes, yes.
So in the past, if this person has done something to dismiss me or make me feel like what I'm saying is stupid or invalid or any of that thing, that I may be more apprehensive to say, look, this is what I'm going through, or not even disclaimer it, just talk, like how you say, just talk. It makes you kind of feel like it's going to be more of a hard conversation because I don't want my feelings to be dismissed. I don't want to feel invalidated. I'm really feeling this.
Exactly.
And I don't want this to be something that he calls or she calls stupid or dumb, or that don't make sense because it doesn't make sense to them.
Yes.
So the conversation becomes hard now because I've already made up in my mind that if I tell you this, then your response is going to be A, B, or C. So I'm gearing myself up to get ready for the neglect or the disrespect or whatever's going to come out of your mouth. And I'm already like halfway with my wall up when I go to you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's always big facts of any matter. That's right, Al West. Facts, y'all. When you really love and appreciate the person, your heart will tell. Oh yeah, I think I read that already.
Al West says, women are special, but they want to be pampered these days based on the past experience.
So this is what you got to do, y'all. This is what you got to do to not make already hard conversations hard to have.
Mm-hmm.
What you have to do is listen, not to respond.
Okay.
Meaning, a lot of us listen to conversations to have a rebuttal.
Right. Gotcha.
Oh no! So we be ready, be on the defense. You cannot listen ready. To have a rebuttal. You got to listen to understand where the person is coming from. Because again, remember the communication is the bridge to the heart.
Yeah.
So what you're doing is you're listening to somebody give you a part of their heart.
Yeah.
So if you have a judgment on the heart when they're responding to the conversation, then what you're doing is you're making the conversation hard and the bridge, you're knocking down the layers off the bridge and not being able to connect. You have to be able to connect and listen. That means you got to listen to not respond.
Right.
You got to not respond.
So just imagine me being inside of my heart and I'm opening up. And then when you do that, I shut it down and I walk
yes.
away.
And exactly. And then also.
You can't shut my heart down.
And then also what you have to do to not already make a hard conversation even harder
uh-huh.
is you cannot interrupt.
Oh. Well. Whew.
Yeah.
Thank God for revelation.
You can't interrupt. You got to listen. You got me, and I'm sure y'all heard us say this all the time. Me and my wife got this thing because what we used to do was cut each other off.
Yeah.
No. But you didn't hear me. And the cutoff was because we really was trying to portray our narratives. And
yes.
But the thing is, a lot of times you won't hear the complete thought to the end.
Unless you listen to the period of the sentence. All the way to the period.
Yes. Yes, that's right. Listen to understand. Yeah, I did take accountability, sweet baby.
See, and you know what? Listening to the period helped me out a lot of times, too.
Yeah, because when I stopped the thought off in her mind, because she already right. got a narrative.
I'm thinking, she I know thinking, what he's saying.
And I'm like, no, you don't. You don't know. I was not going to say that had you let me finish.
Right. So then I listened to the period, and then it's like once you listen to the period, you realize you don't even have to say nothing at all, because they already
they're answering the questions right. that you trying to make sure that they got.
Yeah.
They're answering the questions. And then, but two, again, that is the catalyst of a great communicating relationship. And you got to understand, y'all, communication right now, I believe, and it's not even the fact that you don't have a good job that's destroying relationships, that you trying to get yourself together that's destroying relationships. Communication is one of the number one things today that is destroying great relationships.
Great relationships.
Great relationships.
Yes.
Great situationships. It's
family.
Yes. Communication.
Because it seems today that people don't like to hear anyone disagree with them. If someone disagrees with you, then you automatically have argument, combat, and all of that stuff. There is a such thing as healthy confrontation.
Absolutely.
To confront a situation head on with the intentions and the background of your heart being good about it and everything. You come in with the right intentions, not the wrong motive. And sometimes we have to give people grace about, we keep saying, well, it's not what you say, but how you say it.
Yeah.
Sometimes, y'all, can we give each other grace? Maybe that person isn't perfect in delivery. Maybe they didn't know how to say it. Listen enough to understand what they are saying, and then make a discernment about the situation based on the fact that you know this person. If you know that this person is not malicious in their motive, then yes. then maybe they not coming the wrong way. They just may not know how to say it based on what the pain that they're feeling
yes.
or the discomfort or the frustration or the irritation. They may just not know how to deliver it
Absolutely.
According to your liking.
Absolutely. Robin said, right, been there because I anticipate you're going to be upset with what I say. I just don't say anything based on past communication. Exactly.
That's Well, Robin, what's so hard about dealing with the fact that someone may be upset? And I'm not just talking to you. I'm talking to me too. It's like we're so afraid about the response. But I don't think none of us have died yet from the response of someone who did not agree with or who had was on the other end of a dicey conversation with us.
Yeah, absolutely.
We never died. Sometimes we came out, well, we come out stronger. It's something about when we have those disagreements, we come out stronger.
And two, Al said, let's go back to the old-fashioned way. What's that, Al?
What's the old-fashioned way,
keep
Al?
Keep a sense of humor will help communicate. She said, nor do people want to accept constructive criticism. I don't believe that people don't want to accept constructive criticism. I think when we say constructive, we have to be strategic in being constructive. So that you have to really almost be influential and then be constructive.
That's good.
Because constructive criticism can be a form of, can have somebody.
Criticism.
Yeah, there you go. It's still criticism.
Yeah.
Well, you still should be, but the thing is, even in the criticism, I think we should be influential more than constructive, because Constructive is building something that may not, when you're building a criticism, you still.
Oh, wow. Yeah. You're constructing a criticism.
Yeah, you're building a criticism. So be influential. Even so, criticize, but criticize with the fact that you're making them feel like the best person in the world at the same time.
I think you can criticize in a positive way.
I believe you can. But here's the thing. Constructive criticism, well, you shouldn't do that because you just shouldn't do that because that don't make you look good. But you look good if you do it that way. You look good.
I like that.
Because you do it to me all the time. That's how I know Because when I be wanting to wear them shoes that just be comfortable because them my feet Crocs. I stand on. My wife will say, you know what, babe? You look good in them shoes. Uh-uh. Them shoes. And my feet will be hurting, but because my wife said I look good in them shoes, guess what
I
do?
Babe, you that guy though, like you don't walk out like that, like you the dude.
She lets me know that I look good putting the shoes on, even though she's trying to tell me constructively, don't put the you look crazy. But she don't say that.
I don't say that.
Yeah, she say, man, you look good in them shoes.
And then when he and put what I do, and I put on, and she be like, hey, oh, look okay, at you.
So that's what I'm talking about. The influence. So she criticized me, but still influenced me to make me put. And all I couldn't do nothing but put them on because my baby said, you look good in them shoes.
Yeah.
So there's a way to Jesus used parables and the way that people understood what he was saying.
Right.
So again, sometimes we gotta relate to the people. That's what relationship is, and that's a part of relating. You gotta be able to relate, and you can relate to them by pushing them and not. Because when you construct something, again, you're building something, and you don't want to build something that's going to tear you. Because you can build something and it tear down,
or you can build what you want and they don't fit in.
Yeah. Exactly.
Build your house and they don't fit inside. He said this. Al West said the scriptures are the old fashioned way. Well,
gotcha.
Al, you know what? Right. The scriptures say if you have aughts with your brother, you go to your brother and you have that conversation.
And it also says, where two or three are gathered in his name.
In his name.
He will be in the. It ain't got nothing to do with us being in the church.
Break it down.
It got everything to do with if we're coming together in the spirit. To work things out, God will be in the midst of us working it out.
He's the nucleus.
But we have to know that God is there and not going to our own level of thinking.
When you taught me that, I was like, what?
Yeah.
It's like, okay, that means when you coming with the right motive and I'm coming with the right motive and we have a hard conversation, God is going to be right in the middle and meet us right there and the conversation will not be so hard. And then
so hard.
We'll have a solution. Then we'll have some hugs and some kisses.
That's right. Yeah, so she said, Lady Free, he just made me tired of trying to share my legitimate feelings without the backlash of a four-hour attitude.
Oh, wow.
LOL, but shaking my head. But that's why I say it. The influence is better than, because you could get more in the push, in the positive push than the constructive criticism.
But Robin, okay, so I get what you're saying. Sometimes we have to understand, too, y'all, that the people that, okay, God say, and Robin, this is not directed to you, but God say, don't answer a fool according to his folly. Sometimes you just got to know that this person, it's no point in wasting your time. You say what you have to say and just let them have, it's their attitude. Let them have it. It's their emotions. Let them do what they want to do with it. But then you go to God and say, God, you said in your word, just like Al always said, we got to go back to the scriptures. You said in your word, if I have something against this person, to go to that person. And I did what you said. Now, I'm asking you to help their heart, whatever's causing them to be the way they are right now based on what I said. Help them because it's got to be hard to live
and,
like
and
that.
And Robin, let's be honest, man. You from New York, girl. Come on now. The New York girls talk hard. Even though you may mean well, and I promise you, I'm sure you do, but you a New Yorker.
But even then.
You are a New Yorker and you probably mean what you say and say what you mean, Robin, because I know you come down Straight Street. And because again, like I said, we said it earlier, and this is, I didn't say this. Pastor Jason Hendrickson said this. He said, you want results. You don't want resistance. So remember this, too. In constructive criticism, so many people, because they have been told that you're not good enough or you will never be. So sometimes we don't know what we're speaking to, even in the constructive criticism.
Right.
So what happens is a defense mechanism is put up.
Yeah.
And that's another don't in communicating in already a hard conversation. You can't put up the, because a lot of people come like this, like, I have to defend myself, which they really don't.
Yeah.
They come with the attitude is I have to defend myself because I don't want to be made feel less than I've already feel coming in this conversation yeah. already. So that's why I said there is a level of influence that we can put on the people that we want, that we know can do better. We know can do better. And we see it in, sometimes we see more in people that they see in themselves. But that is a little counseling technique that people they operate in a blind self. The fact that they don't see it, but everybody else can see it.
Yeah.
But because they don't see it, it's our job to influence them to see what we see that they don't see.
How, and the way you do that, listen, let's take it in the spirit realm, okay? Because we sometimes deal so much in the natural thing that we forget that the spiritual realm is at work too. So put on your armor, number one. Okay. Sometimes before you go and talk to people, you got to understand the enemy influences people, even if they don't realize they're being influenced sometimes. So put on your armor first. The Bible says it, put on the whole armor of God, your feet, your belt, your shield, your sword, your helmet, all of that. Put it on to protect yourself. Yeah. And another thing, take your secret weapon. Your secret weapon is a conversation with God about what he allowed you to see about that person. If you know you're dealing with a real hard to talk to person, God know how to change the heart of turn the heart of the king in the way he wanted to go. So ask him, before I go, Lord, I need your help. I need your help. This conversation need to be had, and I need some help. I need you to go in there and touch the heart, part of that heart, and make it a little fleshy, make it fluffy for me so that this seed that I have to give to this person can go down in there so they won't be so offended. And absolutely. Allow God to do the work for you before you get there. So when you get there, you already have like kind of like a preparation going on and all that good stuff.
Elijah says, some people don't have the maturity to have any kind of conversation without getting defensive. And it may not even be that serious.
That is the person I'm talking about. Put your armor on. Go to God first before you go to the person. So God can prepare the table before you in the presence of your enemies.
This is why you must know people.
You gotta know them.
You gotta know them. And you gotta know. And the thing is, too, not just to know them, know their background, know where they came from, know how their mama treated. Because remember what I said in the beginning of this podcast, that behavior and development, mind development, and all of that is developed through actions. Yeah. It is developed through what the parents put into their kids. Mm-hmm. Sometimes even the fact that a parent leave and may come back late and the child is there without that nurturing or whatever they need, that is a deficiency that most people grow up with. A lot of people, I didn't say everybody, but a lot of people grow up with those deficiencies. So it portrays in conversation. It portrays in how they deal in relationships. And these are the things that we need to find out when we get into relationships, because this is what we're going to deal with all the time. We're going to deal with hard conversations because what they did not get in their past.
Right.
So we're going to deal with that. We don't have to, but, you know, I mean, that's your choice. It's unless you're married to these people. Now, that's something else. I say you need to get counseling, or you need to really, you know, get some help.
Honey, God say I'm the wonderful counselor.
Yes, he is.
We got to go to God first. So we have been leaving him out, going straight to a man. We have to remember, too, that counselors also speak to people based on the book knowledge, based on their experiences and things that they have seen and gone through as well. So we have to remember that God says, I am your wonderful counselor. I'm the first one.
The everlasting Father.
So go to God first. So go to God first.
So Robin said, I am a great communicator. I know you are, Robin. We had you on the show. And I was initially careful with delivery due to his past. But I had to leave because he was stuck in his past trauma.
Right.
But that is, and that was one of the things that I was going to say about stonewalling. A lot of times we think that ignoring and not saying anything is going to resolve the hard conversation. But what that does, that is in communication, the thing that actually destroys relationships.
Yeah.
Because if you are walking around and you're silent, that means I'm walking on eggshells, not knowing how you're feeling, how you're responding. you know, why you even not responding at all. So that what if factor and that level of silence is a relationship killer.
Or you could be triggering my abandonment and my rejection. And see, Robin, I understand exactly what you're talking about. And the reason why I believe God blessed us to have the ministry we have here doing real talk about relationships, love, life, and relationships is because a lot of what we went through. I told a young lady that I talked to frequently. She was going through some stuff, and I'm listening to what she was going through, and I was excited. The reason why I was excited is I said, girl, I got you. I'm going to go to war with you. This, what you're going through, I already know God can fix that. You know how I know? And this is no negativity towards my husband. I wouldn't trade T-Burn the way he was for no journey, because the labor, the fruit of my labor is sweet. Trust me, I'm receiving it now. But he and I had to go through how to communicate to each other. I had to deal with how to communicate with someone who was very hard to communicate to. Someone who at one point in our past would have stonewalled me for a whole week and walked through the house like he didn't see me. And it bothered me so bad that someone could be in the same house and not talk to you because they mad. Like, really? And God, I promise you, I stopped going to him and I started going to God about him. And at first I was going to God about him in the wrong way. Then God helped me to understand, come to me about him like you would want somebody to come to you about your son.
Yes.
You won't want somebody to come to you always saying, he did this and he did that. TJ did this and Zion did this and Denzel did. No. Come to me like you would want someone to come to you about your son. So then God changed the way I came to him about him. And when I tell you, it works, because we are here. He was tough. But baby, I'm that chick. I'm the one. I'm like, God, use me. And I don't care how tough he think he is. You tougher than that. And I knew God was. So anybody Jeez. That knew him prior to, y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all know.
My brother. What's up, my brother? Tony Bird. T Bird.
Hey, Bird.
Love you, man.
Tisha. Hey, Tisha. We Tisha love you, baby.
Me. She said, Robin said, Robin has to let her heart heal. Once it's healed, a distant thought will be such. Yes, sir. I'm so much better. This is on Liza. She said, I'm so much better today than I was because I have learned that I am responsible for a whole grown person. I had to learn to pray and just give grace and pour into myself and not allow another to drain me.
Right.
Hey, man, Aunt Liza.
Right.
You're not responsible. You're not.
You're only responsible for you.
That's right.
But at the same time, when God blesses you with that husband, and for some of you, that wife, he has then at that point said, I've put somebody in your life, and I'm going to give you front row seats to all of their mess, their vulnerabilities, their shortcomings, their flaws, and all. And I know that because you're there, that you are going to do the right thing with what I showed you if you're mature in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're going to look at anytime things came up, and we both do it to each other now. When there are things that come up and rise up and it's like, what? Instead of us attacking each other now, I look and I say, okay, I got a front row seat to whatever that was. God, I don't know what that was, but we can't do nothing with that in this marriage. That's going to cause some disunity, and you want unity, so help us with whatever that was.
Because
I know that wasn't even flesh and blood, so I'm not going to battle him.
Hey,
I'm
going to
battle what's battling him. Hey, Sharice. So at that point, that's how I rocked it, and it works. It works, I'm telling you.
Well, one thing I can say is that like I said, it's a level of what we go through and what we battle in our mind. That's where the spiritual warfare is. That's where you know, that's where it comes from, that battle in our mind. And a lot of people, we never know what people are battling with, what people come into situations with. They come in with stuff that they're battling with. And it's unfair, but I believe these people are not ready for relationships, like not committed relationships where they're trying to be with one another when you don't even know who you are.
Hmm.
You're battling through whatever you're fighting with in your mind. I would say heal first. You know what I'm saying? Let's heal first. And, you know, sometimes we get in these situations and we already there, but I know I'm a product of somebody's prayer. Not just my mother, not just my grandmother, but my wife. My wife been praying for me since we were dating. Because I was that dude that would walk around the house and not say nothing and just pick up and leave, and she don't know what's going on. And
I'm going to the store to get some milk.
Yeah, and you I don't come back at 2 o'clock.
3 o'clock, and I'm like, hold up now. Yeah. Did you have to milk the cow? So now I'm mad. This is how we used to be. Now I'm mad with you coming in the house, and I locked the top and the bottom lock. You can't get in.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
you went to get milk, remember?
I would say a mountain can be easy once you take the first step of a long climb. That's right.
And if you got faith the size of a mustard seed, you can say, move mountain and be thy reward.
I'm good, but I am not going to be disrespected. That sounds like that situation that I used earlier when I used that example of her reaching over me and she bumping all in me trying to get to me. And I'm like, you ain't going to disrespect. You know, that's that disrespect that I feel. But it's just really just about having that conversation and just, you know, just being strategic and communicating. That's why it's so important that we are strategic with communicating and relating.
Oh, babe, I just got a download.
Okay.
Hold up.
Here we go.
I got a download.
Elon Musk. Elon got a download. Musk. Come on, Elon.
Okay, so the download. Oh, shucks. I think it went into. All right, the
you
back,
better hurry up because our time is locking up. So listen, y'all. Just a little announcement, y'all. We thank you guys for been tuning in with us, man. Thank y'all. We are. There's a lot of platforms that are opening for us. We are actually going live tonight from a Dallas radio FM radio station. I said 89.1 last week, but it is 105.1 FM. The Dallas-Fort Worth area. So we are on that radio station on now. So we are streaming live from Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas. And we thank God for that, man. We thank God for the platforms that God is opening for us, man. And we thank y'all that have been rocking with us, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, man. Y'all deserve a hand clap, man.
Shift Real Talk what it is.
Yeah, we getting our paraphernalia up, man. Our hoodies, our shirts, t-shirts, man. We got a lot of good stuff coming, man. We're gonna be giving some giveaways to the 1,000 subscriber. You know what I'm saying? So we got some things. Yeah.
So listen, if you are on right now, when you come on later, when you share this with someone, as a matter of fact, for all of those who feel it in your heart, share right now. Click the like button. We need your likes so this message can go around. People are having hard times in conversations. So let's share some nuggets with them. But
Before we go, y'all. Listen, y'all. One thing I'm seeing every day going on social media, that there is a life that is going home today, going to their eternal home. I'm seeing this pretty much every day. So one thing you don't want to do is you don't want to go. You don't want to leave this earth with those emotions stored inside of you. Mm. So it's very important that we have those conversations, hard, easy, and different, whether we like it or not. Because these are emotions, because when we don't have them, these are emotions that we harbor and that we carry with us. And we carry with us into another relationship. And it don't have to be a committed relationship, but it could be a relationship at work, a relationship at church.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And we can carry that oil spill over to a whole nother different relationship. So let's not while we're here on this earth, while God still has us here, let's utilize each and every moment to live our best life. To live our best life through Christ, to live our best life in Christ, and to live our best life for Christ. So to be able to do that, we must love one another. And to be able to love one another, we got to let go every weight that so easily beset us.
Come on.
So that we could be free.
Come on here.
They that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And he who the Son that sets free, that we are free indeed.
Ladies, so free let's indeed.
So let's be free. Glory. Let's be free from fear. Let's be free from anger. Let's be free from mistrust. Free, yeah. Let's be free from I'm free, not good
baby,
enough.
Saying, let's be fear from.
Let's be free. I'm sorry. Uh-huh. Thank you. Let's be free from. Let's be free from these emotions. Let's be free from it. So it don't sit in our mind. And once it sits in our mind, it trickles down to our heart. And this is the behavior that we develop, man. So let's let it go.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes, like Eliza said, sometimes it's not even that serious. So let's not hold on. Let's not hold on to it and harbor this stuff that we don't have to hold on to.
Right.
Let's not hold on to it, y'all. And with that being said,
We see LaSonya on the line. LaSonya. Hey, Sonya.
Oh, man.
Y'all listen.
You got to go back and look at it, man. We gave some good
weapon. Our secret weapon. Don't forget. Put on the whole armor of God so that you could be protected. God never said fight. He just said, oh, that was the download. He never said fight. He said fight the good fight of faith. So the only reason why I know his mother, his grandmother, his family, my prayers worked is because I was the one saying, God, I know that you're going to do this. I knew it without a shadow of a doubt. I knew that whatever I prayed was going to come to pass in my husband's life. I knew it. I didn't doubt it, not once. So Amen. When you pray without doubting and then say, thank you. Thank you, God. I know that you did it. It is so in Jesus' name. Some of you are having family for the holidays coming up. It's going to be time to have some of those tough conversations. Have them, but make sure you send God before you to get your stuff prepared. Come on now. Let's get it together and have these hard conversations because it's weighing on some people's hearts, some of these conversations. They need to be had. Is that a way to say it? They need to be had.
Yeah, they need to be
but
had.
But they need to be. It had to be let's have them. Yeah. Let's have them. In Jesus' name.
But we love you guys, man. Man, this is our time. I'm your boy, Pastor Jay.
I'm your girl, Lady Free.
And listen, man, until next week's episode, we appreciate you guys rocking with us, man.
Always. You know we love saying? You.
We love you guys. We love you guys.
We love y'all so much. Don't forget to like and subscribe.
Don't forget to subscribe, like, and share. Okay. I had to repeat it.
Yeah. Like and subscribe.
Yeah.
Peace.
But well, we out, y'all. Peace.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.